down this wall.
Then we made it playable.
Unique.
Eight drop boxes and five organizations.
Hey there!
Now, what?
At the same time,
well, folks, Nikki Haley, of course, is out. We're fully aware of that now. State of the Union speech was another successful speech to wake up the masses. Even mainstream media's lying, well, they're fully on board. Of course, it appears they want him out. All kinds of great inside comms for us to enjoy. We'll see those. Letitia and Shifty Schiff are booed. Oh, yeah. Audience definitely shows us how the wake-up is happening across our nation. The Hollywood elite are starting to fall for their crimes against children. We're going to look into that. The way forward is getting better, but the enemy is not going to hold back. Hold on to your seatbelts, folks. This is going to be a good one. Here we go.
He talked about Snickers and snack chips
before
he ever got to the border. He was obsessed with his political rival more than he was obsessed with the condition of the American people. It was so weird. This guy lectures us all on unity, the soul of the nation, and he gives the most partisan convention speech in place of a State of the Union that I've ever heard. It's the literal opposite of unity. It's so partisan. He's obsessed with taunting Republicans. It's not statesmanlike.
Interesting. For those listening in, that's the Communist News Network, voice of Scott Jennings. I had another one. Let's see, Communist News Network, Jake Tapper, out of all people. Let's see what he had to say.
President Biden, only a few hundred words into it when he made his first of at least a dozen references to Donald Trump, though not by name. He referred to him as, quote, my predecessor, which he did over and over, and like it or not, I have never heard a State of the Union address that had so many references to the man, the political opponent, President Biden, the president will face on the ballot this November. President Biden.
So of course, Jake Tapper says he's talked more about his opposition and won't even say the name President Donald J. Trump, of course, because they don't want to. But here's President Trump just addressing the nation to make sure we understand how this all plays out.
Caused by crooked Joe Biden and the people that surround him, and they are radical left, Marxist, fascist, communist, socialist. We have people running our country, the likes of which we have never seen before. He and the communists and his party looted trillions of dollars from you and spent it on illegal aliens and the Green New Scam, triggering the highest inflation in many, many decades. If your packages are getting smaller, that's the reason why, under my leadership, there was no inflation. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. It's time to tell crooked Joe Biden, you're fired.
Yeah, it's about time. It's going to end for him pretty soon. State of the Union update. Federal government websites go down during the State of the Union, in case you guys didn't know. Truth Social had an outage. Of course, that's when President Trump was dropping all types of things during the actual speech itself. We're going to look at some of those. Q drop, timing is everything. State of the Union. Don't forget that. Social media and internet outages on primary election day. So we've got a connection on 3/5/3/7 dates aligned with the number 13. Is that a coincidence? All of this, State of the Union, timing is everything, and more. We're supposed to really pay attention to what's going on with these particular speeches. So in all of this, just want to make sure you guys are aware, because I'm sure you're tired of the State of the Union. Most of you probably didn't watch it. If you did, you wanted the comedy show. But anyway, you guys didn't realize the 2022 and 2023 State of the Union were almost identical. Tonight's speech was the exact same lines combined with saying, my predecessor is bad. He actually said it 25 times. Here's some proof.
Build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. To build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. When the middle class grows, the poor have a way up and the wealthy do very well. Because when the middle class does well, the poor have a ladder up, and the wealthy still do very well. We'll build a national network of 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations. We're going to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations, 10,000 new jobs. It's going to create 10,000 jobs. There's been a law on the books for almost a century to make sure taxpayers' dollars support American jobs and businesses. Buy America has been the law since 1933, but we're actually doing it. We'll buy America using federal infrastructure projects to be made in America. That we'd all agree that the present tax system ain't fair. The tax system is not fair. It is not fair. Who sit at a dining room table or a kitchen table, chairs at the dining room table constantly reminding you. The only nation that can be defined by a single word, possibilities. Actually, I can define it in one word, and I mean this, possibilities. I'm a capitalist. Look, I'm a capitalist. But capitalism without competition is not capitalism. Capitalism without competition is exploitation. Capitalism without competition is not capitalism. It's extortion. It's exploitation. That's why I propose closing loopholes for the very wealthy who don't pay, who pay a lower tax rate than a teacher and a firefighter. But no billionaire should be paying a lower tax rate than a school teacher or firefighter.
All right, enough of those. Just want to make sure you guys had the proof there in case you're wondering. Moving even more towards a direction of strange activity going on. Steve Nicoy was arrested and just charged with a misdemeanor for interrupting Biden. His son was killed at Abbey Gate during Joe Biden's withdrawal from Kabul. He was yelling, Abbey Gate. Listen to this.
America's safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then. Through my American Rescue Plan, which every American voted against, I'm at.
Yes. Somebody made sure their voice was heard. And we definitely have to continue to pray for this man, Steve. Some bold moves there. Green Lives Matter showed us the first thing Biden does at the State of the Union address for America is talk about sending money to another country. It speaks volumes. ABC News just celebrated the fact that Biden walked down the aisle without incident. This is where we are in this country. Biden says the pandemic no longer controls our lives, but I have news for him. It never controlled my life because I think for myself. And that's a great reminder for all of us. Those that stood against the lies, those who want to remember that they continued to push this agenda of COVID down every single news station, everywhere we went, we were bombarded with wear your masks, stand 6 feet apart, millions of people are dying, and yet we looked around and noticed the emergency rooms were empty. Nurses were creating some type of cartoon music factory agenda items and posting them on social media, basically laughing and mocking us. They were bored. And yet, what happens? Everybody's so much in fear because of the lies of the mainstream media. They went out and believed the government and placed gene therapy shots inside their body. And we're going to cover more on that later. Biden just compared this to the Civil War, this, the J6 invasion. There's a grandmother holding an American flag with a big smile walking through the Capitol. But that's Civil War. How many times has Biden coughed during his State of the Union address? This must be a Guinness World Record. He posts about the State of the Union address, President Trump. He says, the coughing, always the coughing, says President Trump on Truth Social. I guess the drugs are wearing off. That's what President Trump says, the drugs are wearing off. So President Trump also addressed during this State of the Union on Truth Social, other countries are laughing at our stupidity on climate. The Green New Scam is destroying our economy and our country. How many of you guys realize your tax dollars are going into this scam that's been played out for decades. Remember, the ice is going to melt, fill up the earth. Global warming, temperatures are getting hotter and hotter. Then they had to change it to climate change because they have the snow hitting during peak times when the heat's supposed to be hitting, and they were just confusing everyone, so they had to come up with something new. President Trump also said he's having a hard time now, referring to Biden. The words are not flowing smoothly out of his mouth. He made Iran rich. This is why we have the problems in the Middle East. With me, Iran was broke. He is the reason that the Middle East is blowing up. He's done nothing for Israel compared to what I have done. It's only words he speaks, not truth. And thankfully, we won't have to be looking at Rhino Mitt Romney much longer. And that is a fact that many have forgotten about. With all of this, President Trump actually put something out also on Truth Social. I'm pleased to inform you that tomorrow night we will be doing a live play-by-play. This is his reference to what he was actually doing during the State of the Union. I thought it was important to play out because Grasshopper happened to connect these dots with the timing that this actual post was put out at 15:10 with 39 seconds on the end. He's going to do a live play-by-play, Joe Biden's State of the Union address. He says, I will correct in rapid response any and all inaccurate statements, especially pertaining to the border, weaponization of the DOJ, FBI, AGs, district attorneys, beating all records. We did all this once before. We went after the political opponents, me. He actually went after President Trump, something that's never been done before in the country. We're going to win. We did this once with success, beating all records. It is important for the country to get the truth, and that truth will come out through Truth Social. So he actually did this. He made these connections with 1510. You go to 310 on our wonderful Intel board, and it actually has the speech yesterday verified and unlocked so much. Expand your thinking. Re-listen to yesterday's speech. Connect the markers. What markers? Border, weaponization of the DOJ, FBI, AGs, attorney generals, and district attorneys. News in all forms unlocks the map. All forms. We're going to look at all the forms. Expand your thinking. The Great Awakening. What did President Trump say at the end of this particular post? Country to get the truth. It's important for the country to get the truth. The Great Awakening. All connected with his post at 15:10 and with the 10:39 post at the end of that with 39 seconds. Here we go. I always love these private comms that come towards us to remind us what's going on behind the scenes. There is so much evil and corruption. It's horrifying. The corruption comes from where? The weaponization of the DOJ, Department of Justice, the FBI, and the attorney generals and district attorneys to go after President Trump, to go after any opponent who pops up to expose their lies day in and day out.
I'm not sure who wrote the speech, but they went out there to lob grenades tonight. And, you know, I don't think the American people are buying that, Sean. He tried to suggest that, you know, we're in great shape and the State of the Union is strong. We all know that's not true. The State of the Union is in decline in every measurable category. On the world stage, our sovereignty, our safety, the economy, everybody knows it. So, you know, gaslighting the American people is not going to work. And I thought it was a very big disappointment tonight.
Very big disappointment. Gaslighting the American people. Not going to work. Here's some more to help you out today. Well, folks, are you still having trouble sleeping or you're hurt, pain, stressed out? Found a solution for you. CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff. No fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount. To get you started, visit cbdistillery.com. In the description box below, use code LT for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. Use code LT. Some other things that President Trump ensured folks need to know about the truth about Biden's border bill. No, it's his amnesty bill. He crossed out border and put amnesty. It enshrines catch and release into federal law. It allows at least 5,000 illegal entries per day, over 1.8 million illegals per year. New authority for Biden to grant asylum to unlimited numbers of illegals. Path to making Biden migrants into voting citizens. Interesting. I wanted to show you something on that one real quick about the voting citizens. Elon Musk posts March 7th. Most Americans are still unaware that the census counts all people, including illegal immigrants, for deciding how many House seats each state gets. This results in Democrat states getting roughly 20 more House seats, which is another strong incentive for them to not deport illegals. Did you catch that? So they can up the numbers, increase their House seats, and then what happens? Democrats are able to run full bore control on everyone at all times. I didn't realize that until I saw that post. Grants millions of work permits. This is the truth about Biden's amnesty bill, or border bill is what he calls it. He's going to grant millions of work permits for Biden illegals stealing jobs and wages from American workers. Provides taxpayer funds to fly and house illegal aliens. Replaces immigration judges with asylum officers to rubber stamp fake asylum claims. Provides taxpayer-funded attorneys to illegal aliens. We fund the attorneys for those that are flooding into our country. Also, another post for all of us to remember is prices are up big under Joe Biden. Food costs are up 21%. Rent costs are up 19%. Power costs are up 29%. Pepe Deluxe showed us that a veteran named Sean called into RAV show this morning that listened to the State of the Union. He is a disabled veteran of the Army and Navy that can't make enough to feed his family on his monthly income and has to visit the food bank. And we give all this money to illegals, to Ukraine, and Israel now. Not down with it, says Pepe. I'm not down with sending money to any countries right now with a stolen government. Take care of our veterans first. America first. What's wrong with saying that? What's wrong with this? This whole picture of billions of dollars. What? Remember President Trump asked for like $9 billion to build the wall, and yet they send $40, $50 billion and more to other countries right in front of us. I remember going to San Diego last summer to see a baseball game, folks, with some friends. And I remember the reaction of those who had not been to a San Diego game, baseball game, in a long time. And we pulled up the tents, the homeless, wrapped around the parking lot and more, and they were in shock. And we were watching folks actually injecting themselves with drugs right there in front of my children as we pulled into the parking lot to prepare to go into a game. One of the things that really shocked me on a positive side, though, was the fact that when we were actually trying to get some food before the game started, when the national anthem played while we were waiting in line for food, I'll never forget, everyone stood still, looked at the monitor, put their hand over their heart as the national anthem was played. And after it was done, Our friends looked at us and said, this is a military town. I was in shock. They stopped outside of the stadium. Even though you really couldn't hear it very loud, folks knew that it was playing. And then when it got quiet, of course, you could hear it over the television. I was just amazed. Even though what was happening outside of the stadium was heartbreaking, we still had an entire stadium filled with people respecting our nation in San Diego. Which leads me to what I'm going to show you here in a moment with this recent election. That was the Steve Garvey. You guys remember Steve Garvey? I believe he was the first baseman for San Diego. Interesting how the transition just played out there. I didn't plan this. But I want you to look at your screen if you can. He's got 1,744,486 votes in. 42.9% lead. Against Adam Shifty Schiff, who had 1,173,216. So he's up by 500,000-600,000 plus votes. On the screen, as folks were watching, I'm going to play this. This is what happened. All of a sudden, the votes switch right in front of us. And what did they switch to? They sent Adam Schiff up to 1,175,000 votes, giving him 36%, grabbing the number of votes there. And Steve Garvey drops to 970,000, down to 29%. Yeah, right in front of us. 1,744,000 Steve Garvey switched to 970,000. That's why many believe that California is red. They robbed the votes from Steve Garvey. Robbed them. How did they get by with this? Right in front of us, right on our screens. And I went over to X, and they had these... I forgot what it's called, but on X they actually have these notes. They say, well, this is why it happened. There were some irregularities, and they realized that the reporting from another precinct came in incorrectly, so they had to correct the numbers. Baloney. Steve Garvey was leading, and just like that, it was cut in half. It's called glitch switch. And Adam Schiff got more votes by a razor-thin margin. Adam Schiff actually gets 33.2%, and he beats Steve Garvey 32.5%. This is an algorithm trying to figure out the math problem that is you. Elections are an additive process, never negative. Each raw data interval of reported votes should be an additive process, and you shouldn't see any deletions or oscillations. Now, when Schiff goes out for his victory speech, listen what happened.
So you had a chance. You had a chance to meet my wonderful wife, Eve.
You're hearing cease fire now.
Thank you.
A lot of tension in that room. Don't really think he actually won this thing, do you? Just want to make sure we played that out for you. Carrie Lake says, the State of the Union is dire. Our union is dire. The State of the Union speech is divisive. The state of the man delivering it is disgusting. This is weakness. This is division. This is America last. More and more, we're watching this play out. What other things might be going on to show folks are disgruntled? Well, we had the radical Democrat New York Attorney General Letitia James getting booed at a FD New York event, fire department, where they also erupted with chants of Trump.
Oh, come on, we're in a house of God. First, simmer down. I want to thank Commissioner Kavanaugh and Chief Hodgins for that recognition.
Yeah. Here we are once again, showing how these criminals are being exposed to the world. Not much was known about Letitia James before the attack on President Trump, yet when they come after President Trump, they can't find anything. He's squeaky clean, yet these folks are exposed for the public to see, and they realize the lies. And she says they're in the house of God. Yet she's the liar, the deceiver. How can she even stand there and say something like that to the people? Talking down to everyone instead of what? Representing those and taking care of the people. And so, of course, during the State of the Union, you had the Laken Riley Act. House could vote on the Laken Riley Act as early as today. Wanted to make sure that you understood, as the State of the Union played out, Laken Riley was hardly recognized. Here's a clip in case you guys want to know more about it.
Congressman Norman, a pleasure to have you in with us.
Great to be with you, Bianca.
It's unbelievable. This story has just gone into another dimension because the president, I think, going to the border, refusing to say her name. Tonight, there'll be seats inside the chamber for her parents who refuse to attend and cannot attend because they're in devastation. I'd like to play a little bit of Chip Roy. He didn't hold back on his thoughts about Democratic lawmakers actually opposing the Laken Riley Act. Let's play this.
It is a short bill designed to try to help the American people, try to give some sort of semblance of order to our country when the American people have had it, and had it with a Congress that refuses to do its job. Americans are dying as a result of it, namely Ms. Riley from Georgia.
It shouldn't be controversial, but here is Congressman James McGovern of Massachusetts, and he's on the other side from all of this. Let's play this for you.
I have to say that I am appalled by my colleagues across the aisle who are using this horrible crime to score political points. It's really sick, to be honest. And I think they ought to be ashamed of themselves if they have any shame left. The members of the Judiciary Committee did not even have an opportunity to be able to refine this bill or amend this bill. They just rushed it to the floor because they wanted a quick press release.
So you're the sick people to respect a love of a family for their lost loved one. Congressman Norman, how are we so upside down?
So, of course, Laken Riley, killed in Georgia by an illegal immigrant because of all the policies of Biden. I'm going to let you hear his answer here in a second. But I just want you to hear Nancy Pelosi, more concerned that Joe Biden called the criminal alien that murdered Laken Riley an illegal than she is about Laken Riley's death. It's how sick they are.
Damn.
Now, he should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing.
He should have said undocumented? That's all she cares about?
Okay. What's the big thing about
that? I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment. But you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented. Uh-huh. He said
Damn. Yeah, who cares that Laken Riley is dead now because of illegal alien? Somebody that came in the country undocumented, whatever. But that's what she is more concerned about. And so as you head into this, you'll hear even more.
Not really.
So he's called out by Marjorie Taylor Greene, and then he tries to say her name.
Laken Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
So Laken Riley, can't even say the name right. In the heat of the battle of all that's going on. Let's continue with the answer.
Well, think about what he said, what James McGovern said, that this is being politicized. He said it in Rules Committee. And after that, I said, during the time that I had, tell that to the family who just lost their daughter. You say that this legislation is trying to score political points. You've got a dead young lady that had her future ahead of her. And not only the fact of how she died and the fact that it's from an illegal immigrant, it's just horrible. But the Democrats, as you say, they refuse to say her name. They want to still blame this immigration issue on anybody but this administration.
We're going to get more into this in a moment. Just want to make sure you guys know we're at andweknow.com, simple website, andweknow.com. And We Know is based off of the Bible verse Romans 8:28, my favorite verse. And we know all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are called according to his purpose. All things work together for good. To those that are understanding more and more, who follow the Lord, how everything in your life is placed together perfectly by a loving God. You go to that website, you'll find our videos on Rumble. You could follow us on X, all the social media that we have on Facebook, Instagram, and more. They're there. As a matter of fact, if you go to Ock Updates on Facebook, you'll find us. That thing is growing quickly. Thank you, Brandon, for putting that together, my son. Instagram is Ock_828 if you want to follow there. We also have a website put together by my son called thepatriotlight.com. This thing updates every 5-10 minutes with news. Basically, I call it the Drudge Report for conservatives. We had a vision to put this together. It's now there for you. You'll find home politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and more, things that we try to ensure are coming from good sources, not perfect, but better than what you're going to get out there from the mainstream media, and resources that we hold on to, and more. And if you go to shop.andweknow.com or just go to our website, there's our merch. You just click on the merch and you'll find the sweatshirts and hoodies, the accessories, the hats, the tees, and the tanks with our logo. And spring's coming, so you can take 20% off women's relaxed tees. That's code ready for spring, number four spring. Ready, number four spring. You get those wonderful shirts there. And wouldn't it be great to have these shirts on and join us at Sea with LT August 11th through 18th, 2024 this year? We get to wear those shirts, hang out with like-minded folks, discussing when you woke up, how you woke up, what the information has done for you to help you over these years. Listen to the Isaac sing, have biblical teaching, comedian, meet LT and his family, and more. So you can grab your gear, wear it, meet new friends, and more. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Donald Trump insults our men and women in uniform every day. Every single day. And I will say again, we know him.
Yeah.
But who in the audience continues to cheer as this man trashes our men and women in uniform? You sit and watch cable news.
Yeah.
These young men and women in uniform go through basic training. They kill themselves. They sacrifice their lives. They get assigned to go somewhere across the globe for 3 years. For 3 years, committed to one thing: protecting and defending you, protecting and defending your rights, protecting and defending the United States of America. And you trash them? And you vote for a man who trashes them? That is just shameless.
So who's he talking to on MSNBC? He's yelling at the screen. At who? Who watches this show? Because most of these folks that watch this show are connected somehow to the MSDNC, MSNBC. Really believe the same things that this guy spouts out. So they're just joining in with him, and he's just creating anger. And this was his meltdown after Trump dominated Super Tuesday. He just couldn't hold back. And we've heard this before, and we'll say it again as a reminder. Those who scream the loudest are the ones that have something that they're holding on to. What is he holding on to? What does he have in his past that President Trump called out when he was in Florida in his office with somebody who worked for him? Do your research, you'll find out. So he gets unhinged about that, but not about the five Georgia Democrats in the House who voted against the Laken Riley Act. Laken Riley killed. Nope, let's just get mad about President Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene said it's something that will be made known across the entire state. What an absolute disgrace. Democrats standing lockstep with Joe Biden and his open border policies have blood on their hands.
All five of our Georgia Democrats voted no on the Laken Riley Act. So that was shocking.
So she mentions all five Democrats. Unbelievable where we've gotten to with this. Communist News Network also. Former Obama advisor David Axelrod admitting openly on CNN, President Trump is winning his legal battles. Makes him look good.
All of these legal travails that he has, all of these indictments, all of these lawsuits and so on, has given him a chance to look indomitable, look strong, look resilient. And that's actually in some ways helped him. Now, the main cases haven't gone to trial yet. That could be a different story. But he's actually used these to propel himself to this moment.
Yep. Interesting. They're playing out the strengths of President Trump on mainstream media. Who would have thought? President Trump put out also a Truth Social post on March the 6th, by the way. It is important for the good of our country that Joe Biden and I debate issues that are so vital to America and the American people. Therefore, I am calling for debates anytime, anywhere, any place. The debates can be run by the corrupt DNC or their subsidiary, the Commission on Presidential Debates. I look forward to receiving a response. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Now, he posts this at 3:14 with 41 seconds on the end. Grasshopper catches these. Simple post for us on the Intel board, which say on 3:14, the post number 3:14, be the autist we know you are. It's about to break. Also, start the clock a week to remember. Think logically. First private, second public. Blackwater on guard. Evidence kills. These people are stupid. Interesting because sometimes I show these, sometimes I don't. But I thought True Stormy Joe had something for us to see as part of this plays out in front of us. Notice the friendships that President Trump has with some of these folks who are always placed on our screen as somewhat enemies of the Trump family. Yet, listen to Kellyanne Conway, what she says about this.
So I've been saying that Nikki Haley is playing a role to drain Rhino money. So I found this comment pretty interesting tonight. Take a listen.
Cabinet. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, Chris Christie, certainly. Marco Rubio all ran against him. We're all allies of ours, really on the daily, policy-wise, and in the case of Governor Christie, a very close personal friend of the Trumps all that time. I'm really vexed and perplexed by what's happened with Nikki Haley because she's a close personal friend of Jared and Ivanka's. They posted pictures publicly of visiting her in Kiowa Island in the summer of 2021 with their children. There were people in the White House trying to kick Mike Pence off the ticket as vice president in 2020, a foolish idea.
All friends. Going on vacations together, hanging out with the Trump family. You are watching a movie, folks.
So interesting, right?
Saying that Nikki Haley.
So, could we be watching a movie? Put your thoughts below the video. A lot of folks have hot debates about this. Some believe we're watching a movie. Some others say we're not. Some believe that the things that have been put out are true about who's actually running the country and who's not. Part of that is because we keep seeing pictures like this. If you're looking at your screen, I'll show you something very interesting from the State of the Union. What's going on here? Who is that? Who has an ear that huge? What type of face is that? It looks really strange to me. I looked over at some of the comments below this picture. Lots of masks going on. You're watching a movie, central casting, masked. I see a man in a silicone mask. Now, I don't want to get folks too overly excited about these type of things. I try to let everyone know, look, we're just speculating here. We're looking at some strange things, strange faces. We know what the CIA is capable of doing and more, that they can cover folks up with masks. As a matter of fact, they did that to Ronald Reagan, walked in, and we saw how they tricked him into thinking that somebody was actually sitting there who wasn't actually that person because they were wearing a mask, fooled him. They did that back then. Imagine with the technology they have now. I mean, just watch Mission Impossible, how they make their masks in those suitcases, right? Very interesting. Now, some other weird things that are going on. Don't know if you guys realize, but Governor Hochul deployed 1,000 National Guardsmen, state cops, to carry out bag checks in New York City subways. Well, you say, some people come in and say, well, it's about time they started cleaning up the subways. You know, we needed this. Well, look at it from a different angle. Laura Boley showed us. First, they foment criminality. They defund the police. They allow criminals in through the open border. This is New York. And then they want us getting used to living in some sort of police state. You get it? Now, every time you go into the subway, every time you catch a train, every time you go somewhere, try to make a move, they can check you. Police state. So be careful how much we go on the positive side of things when you realize more and more, is this really a cleanup? Could it be a cleanup against those who are evil and they're catching them? Or could it be just adding more to our walkabouts, where everything we do, everywhere we go, we're being monitored, no matter what? You continue down this road of how this plays out in the government and how they take control of us. Well, they also want control of your minds. Kansas City, Missouri, they posted this on their social media page. A bunch of elected officials, including the mayor, Democrat, read a book for kids on National Reading Day. It's about a young kid who decides to be a transgender and changes his name. The book encourages kids to explore gender stereotypes and gender identity. This is what elected leaders are pushing into young kids. It's called grooming, folks. I'll play a couple of seconds of this just so you don't have to throw up.
Errol asked, I don't care if you're a girl, Teddy, or a boy, Teddy. What matters is that you are my friend.
You're the best friend a bear could have, said Tilly.
Now that you're feeling better, said Errol.
Let's call our friend Ava.
Hi, Ava. Teddy and I are at the park. Do you want to come and play?
Sure, Errol. Let me just finish building my robot.
Ava believes in STEM, which is great.
Hi, Errol. Hi, Thomas. Ava called out as she sped toward them.
Hi, Ava, said Errol. Teddy has a new name.
Let me introduce you to Tilly.
What a great name, said Ava.
From Teddy to Tilly. That's the stuff they're posting. And Wokeness showed this. Look at how the DEI staff at the University of Virginia, look at how much money they make, funded by our tax dollars. Martin Davidson, Senior Associate Dean and Global Chief Diversity Officer, makes $451,000 a year. Estimated taxpayer costs, $587,000. A guy named Kevin McDonald, VP for DEI, Community Partnerships makes $400,000. Anybody out there make $400,000 a year just because you're a DEI person? Boy, they added these in quick, didn't they? I mean, didn't we just come up with this concept? The evil ones. They have another person, $300,000. Another one at $220,000, $200,000, $200,000, $186,000, $177,000, $172,000, $166,000 a year. Add that up. That's University of UVA's highest paid DEI staff. All this money floating around, and you got embattled New York Community Bank Corp getting $1 billion in cash infusion. Add Steve Mnuchin to its board. Embattled New York Community Bank Corp getting a lifeline of more than $1 billion as a group of investors plug cash into the troubled bank. So you got money flowing into the UVA for DEI, and you got money problems with the banks and more. We talk about a lot of this in our show almost every week with Dr. Kirk Elliott. This one, if you missed it this week, Dr. Elliott shared his life story. God's economy is not man's economy. And do not live in fear. You can reach out to him at amweknow.com/gold and ask your questions about your money, your 401, transferring to precious metals and more. Here's a clip from that.
New York Community Bank was the bank that bought Signature Bank, which is one of the ones that went into FDIC receivership and failed when Silicon Valley Bank went down.
Right.
So New York Community Bank bought Signature Bank. So New York Community Bank probably used to be a good bank. They were able to buy another bank. But what did they buy? The toxic assets of a failing bank. So this is where, you know, we've used this illustration before, but you have a nice fresh cup of ice cold water on your desk and you're drinking it because it's refreshing. And then you have a cup of poison on your desk too, right? And you just drip a couple drops of poison into the water, it taints all the water in that well. That
whole thing is tainted. It's enough to drive you crazy. Enough to make you feel strange every single day and in pain. Here's something to help you out with that. Folks, as we continually talk about health and things that can help us out in many different ways, we get many questions about ivermectin, where to get it, and we're constantly sending out links, and we thought, you know what, we just work together with Zahara Heckscher and see if we can get that link with the discount. So sure enough, they have a huge selection at the description box below. It has ZahraHeckscher.com. That's ZahraHeckscher.com. Click in the description box below and put AWK10 in the coupon code, and you get 10% off your order. So they have a huge selection of different things. Quality assurance, you can save really big, you can save a lot of money on them, and fast shipping. They've done a really great work for us. We've been able to send many people there. Again, if you're looking for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, then head that way today. And folks, as you saw, the Zahara Heckscher.com in the description box. Just wanted to remind you from them. They wanted you guys to know they also have fenbendazole and they have hydroxychloroquine. So just want to make sure you know that they have that also. And don't forget to use that code. If you forgot about fenbendazole, here's another clip just to remind you of what has happened when people take this.
I've done my own research that once you have wide metastasis, small cell lung cancer, you're literally a goner. The 0% chance of survival and 3 to 6 month life expectancy. And I was basically told to go home, get my affairs in order, and think about hospice.
Wow.
And the next day, I got a call from a large animal veterinarian in Western Oklahoma, who's a college friend and family friend. And he told me this crazy story about a scientist at Merck on the veterinary side who has been doing cancer research on mice, and she had hundreds of mice that she'd implanted cancers in all their body parts, brain, stomach, liver, pancreas, etc. And her mouse population came down with intestinal parasites. And so she had no choice but to save her research. She gave her all of her mice fenbendazole. If you went out to any zoo in the world, they bring in fenbendazole by the truckload, front-end loader, head-high piles in bays, because they give that drug to every single animal in the animal kingdom.
And one of the oldest and safest drugs around, right? Yes,
been around for 40 years. And so she did, and unfortunately, or fortunately for all of us, she also learned that she accidentally killed all the cancer.
Well, that was a surprise, right?
Yeah, it's a serendipitous surprise, right?
Just want to play this real quick before we move forward.
All Americans deserve the freedom to be safe, and America is safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then. Through my American Rescue Plan, which every American voted against, I'm at.
As he's getting ready to cough yet again into his right hand, the fake news media rushes him off the screen. United States Marine Corps making a scream, making a stance for all to hear. Interesting. Moving forward, Sergeant News Network showed us this. BBC presenter Nick Sheridan dies at age 32 as heartbroken colleagues pay tribute. No cause of death has been announced. Yeah, 32. Why does this keep happening? No cause of death is provided, as is the standard these days. James Woods put this out. The people who shut down your businesses and killed your careers are now asking, they're asking that you reelect them so they can keep their jobs. Never forget what they've done to you. Remember we played in the video last week, I think sometime, where a government worker actually came out and said that they were taking saline shots, the politicians in other countries. Not sure about ours, but many speculate that, you know, how come nothing's happening to our politicians? What type of shot did they get if they got a shot at all? We did have quite a few that were fighting for us. Yeah, I get that, in our nation, in America, but hundreds of them. Hundreds. Didn't really back us up when we wanted our businesses to stay open. Careers gone. Lives completely obliterated. Those that were serving in the military said, I'm not taking these gene therapy shots, kicked out. And yet they want us to reelect them to keep their jobs. Every day we're visiting the mainstream media. They're confused. Daily Mail puts this out. Why are so many young people having heart attacks? They had seemingly healthy lifestyles, but all these people suffered heart problems. I wonder why. They keep throwing this at the masses. I'm wondering how it's going to play out for all of us. Are we ever going to see any of these folks held accountable who caused so many problems for all of us across our entire earth? Speaking of problems on our earth, France actually became the only country in the world to guarantee abortion as a constitutional right. Women in France will now have a constitutional right to abortions. It passed 780 to 72 votes. What a sad reality to watch humanity legalize the murder of their own babies. All of this to say, and more, leading to something that's been playing out more and more every day, is the abuse, sexual abuse, happening across Hollyweird. One of those, a Nickelodeon, Drake Bell, revealing he was abused. How can this be? But I was told that pedophiles in Hollywood, that was a conspiracy theory. At what point are we going to admit that Hollywood is a den of evil that preys upon the children? Asked Lara Logan, who shared this clip. Dan Schneider, the creator of many Nickelodeon shows, has been accused of being a predator by multiple people.
The trauma and abuse behind one of Nickelodeon's most popular kids shows exposed. Welcome to Access Hollywood. I'm Mario Lopez. And after 20 years of silence, Drake and Josh star Drake Bell is revealing the abuse he suffered as a child star at the hands of a dialect coach in the new Investigation Discovery special, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. And only we have the moment Drake came forward for the very first time. For the first time, according to Investigation Discovery, Drake Bell will be exposing the abuse he suffered at the hands of his former dialogue coach, Brian Peck. In 2004, Peck pleaded no contest to the charges of a lewd act against a child and oral copulation of a person under 16 and was ordered to register as a sex offender. But because Drake was a minor at the time and the records remained sealed, no one knew Drake was the victim until now. Drake rose to fame in the early 2000s as a star of the Nickelodeon mega hits The Amanda Show and Drake and Josh.
We came off of The Amanda Show, which was Amanda Bynes' first Nickelodeon show. Basically, we're stepbrothers and wacky comedy. You know, I'm kind of the cool guy, cool scheming kid.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you the Drake Parker crash course in how to approach girls.
The young star was on top of the world when we caught up with him at a Kids Day event later that year with his co-star Josh Peck. And it was clear Drake was a fan favorite.
Everybody keeps coming up to me and going, Josh, where's Drake? I want his autograph. And I'm like, that's cool.
But no one knew what was going on behind closed doors during that time. And after the show ended, Drake's own instances of disturbing behavior made headlines for years. But now, the series promises Drake finally gets to tell his story, which will provide context and insight that has never been shared before. And that's just the beginning.
And so, not only is it happening there, another Hollywood writer-producer has been accused of rape, sodomy, oral copulation, and using a drug to render his victim unconscious. Lawrence Andres, the alleged rapist, worked on multiple popular TV shows as it appears he was grooming the victim before it happened. Reminiscent of what we've heard from P. Diddy recently. Sure, that seems like Hollywood's been undergoing a systematic exposure cleansing, but there is much more that surely needs to come. Here's the survivor speaking out.
Be more victims.
I believe that he drugged one of my drinks, took me to his place, and then, yeah, I can't say the word. I can't say the word. I'm sorry, I can't say it.
It is a trauma John Doe, who doesn't want to be identified, will never forget. The criminal complaint against his alleged attacker, Lawrence Andres, a well-known Hollywood writer, spells it out in black and white. Andres is facing six felony charges, including sodomy, oral copulation, and sexual penetration while the victim was unconscious by the use of a drug. Andres, who has worked on numerous shows, including Six Feet Under, Blue Bloods, and Supernatural, was John's mentor. The military veteran and aspiring writer says he met Andres at a writer's program. They became friends. That changed in June of 2022 when they went out for drinks.
But I always made it very clear, like, I'm heterosexual, man. That's not me, okay? Like, but I never even thought I had to say this. Never going to happen.
John says his life as he knew it ended. He went to police immediately, despite knowing he was putting his Hollywood career in jeopardy. He's coming forward now because he and investigators believe he likely isn't the only one to fall victim. John is sharing his story in hopes of helping others come forward.
You still have a voice. He did not take that away from you. You have the power to use your voice to help to ensure that this doesn't happen to anyone else.
Interesting that this is all playing out, that they're allowing it in the media at all. I'm kind of shocked, to be honest, that they would let this out. So it makes me wonder what's going on. Why are we starting to get this exposure even more? Part of this exposure, of course, happens in Florida. 21 illegals caught in Florida human trafficking investigation. 228 people were arrested. Multi-agency anti-human trafficking operation titled Operation March Sadness 2024. 8-day-long operation was carried out in Florida and was driven by Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. Judd criticized the prevailing flexible immigration policies, attributing to this crisis on the border, which leads to the trafficking. And here he is sharing this.
I'm in victimization. And that's the focus. Other than our victims of human trafficking. Listen, folks, I want to introduce you to Andres Gill, okay? Here's this guy. He's also on this board, but get a look at him for a second. He came down here from New York with three females. All of them are in the country illegally. Did you hear what I said? They're all here illegally. He's the one that comes with them to drive them. These ladies are all controlled by a human trafficker. We think their human trafficker is a female. She sets up their appointments. She puts their ads online. She tells them where to go. And by the way, on Friday, the victims of human trafficking, and we've grayed them out, three of them that are here illegally from Venezuela, three of them have to pay her $3,000 apiece on Friday, or else they're threatened. So they're not free. They're really indentured, and they're quote-unquote paying off their debt. Now, here's what they told us, all right? I'm sure the federal government will verify that this is not true, but you decide who you want to believe, whether you want to believe these victims of human trafficking or the whitewash the federal authorities give you. They said that when they came into the country illegally, DHS gave them a form, an ID, paperwork that allows them to fly for free. You know, Southwest would let your bags fly free. Well, the federal government will let your illegal immigrants fly free. And they operate out of New York. And they were working up there, and the New York authorities said, hey, if you don't have identification, you can't work in our sex trade up here. You know, we don't allow sex trade here at all, but New York will allow you to do some stuff if you've got the proper authority. So they say they make a lot of money. They're addicted to it. These ladies are going to give you more details. They tell us that they fly to major metro centers for free on the federal government, where they set up their appointments for sex all around the country. Did you hear what I said? Listen, folks, if they don't pay $3,000 apiece on Friday, they're in trouble. The human trafficker sets up the deal. Hey, this deal is just outside of Tampa. They say they show this ID, this card, this paper. They fly for free down here. Then they fly back. But we heard a similar theme from all 21 of these folks. We can't work legally. We're addicted to this cash. It's a lot of cash and it's quick, so we have to give $3,000 a week. We get to keep everything above that. We have a crisis at the border. And because of the crisis at the border, we have people that are victimizing illegal folks, forcing them into the sex trade, because we allow these criminals in the country illegally.
Anybody catch this on mainstream media? Human trafficking bus reveals U.S. federal government provides unlimited free plane flights to illegals heading to any destination in the country. How could he say that without knowing that he's going to be under attack for that? It's amazing the information that continues to fly out through resources where we have to continue to see great anonymous folks sharing throughout social media, especially on X. This probably would have been taken down years ago if it wasn't for the takeover of Elon Musk. And so it leads me again to just remind folks, like I've been telling you the past few videos, this really interesting eclipse that's going to hit 8 cities called Nineveh on April 8th, 2024. Remember, this is happening. This eclipse is happening after the eclipse from August 21st, 2017. It's happening 6 years, 6 months, and 6 weeks, 6 days later. It's a bunch of sixes. Yeah. So I've told you about that, how it's going to go across those eight cities of Nineveh, which kind of matches what happened when Jonah lived, right? They had an eclipse, according to David Wiseman. Speculated the eclipse took place around when Jonah arrived in Nineveh and urged the people to repent. And then we have Jesus, of course, stating, "A wicked and adulterous generation asked for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with his generation and condemn it. They repented at the preaching of Jonah, now searching, and now something greater than Jonah's here." One of the things I didn't catch, I thought was interesting, was this particular post here showing the path that it's going to take. It'll be going through the towns of Jonah, Texas, several towns and cities named Nineveh, and also, get this, through Rapture, Indiana. So some folks are claiming maybe this would be the day of the rapture, right? I'm just telling you that be careful about everything that's on going on there, right? We don't want to sound like, oh, we're going to go run outside and everybody's going to be like singing Kumbaya and this is it. Don't, you know, just be really careful. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but we don't worship because of all these signs and say this is it. But one of the crazy parts about this is something I didn't catch. Look at the stars.
It's not even the craziest part. All of this is going to be happening under the constellation Cetus, which literally means the whale. Jesus tells us there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars for the hour that we are living in. If you believe we are living in the last days, follow or subscribe.
So there's some that are saying we're in the last days, and I get it. But it's interesting that the constellation, a whale, will be right above all of this as it happens. As like the big fish that swallowed Jonah. Laura Bowley posted this, and I thought I'd read it for us. There's a reason why everything feels so chaotic right now. This time on earth has been prophesied and predicted for millennia. Many of us here have known it's been coming for years. It is not the end of times. Could be the birth of a new age. And I'm not a new ager, and those are strange words to pick for right now. I'm just saying many of us could speculate that it's the end of days and all is going to come to an end, so why even go there? But if we spend each day in prayer, in the Word of God, and we're watching the enemy get demolished. We're watching all of those in Hollywood finally get exposed. We're watching things play out in history we've never seen before. The DEI stuff. The takeover of many systems in our government. The plays from the enemy on so many fronts, like the mainstream media, trying to steal and get more House seats so they can continue to run our country into the ground, stealing our elections like they did in California. Could it be coming to a precipice where all of these that get booed on stage, Letitia James, Shifty Schiff, and more, could it be coming to an end for all of them? So not to live in fear, not to live in, well, maybe this will happen so we can escape. Maybe living in prayer day by day, realizing we have a job to do on this earth with the gifts that we've been given to expose the enemy, to expose the lies, to give out the truth to everybody that we meet, regardless of how folks feel about these days that we live in, strange ones that they are.
"But nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad."
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. And you have done so much for us. You've given us grace and mercy when we don't deserve it. You've allowed us to participate in a great exposure, a great awakening of so many across this earth who had no idea the things and the systems that were set up to blind us, to keep us from knowing what the enemy was up to. We know in the Word it says to expose evil. Expose evil. We're commanded to do that. We know throughout Scripture we see many corrupt politicians who were given opportunities to hear about the truth. We know Paul faced the governors, Felix, Festus, faced King Agrippa. And we see the boldness for which he stood, telling what happened to him in his life. We know that in our own lives, as we face these governors, these people who might have agendas against us and more, we can stand up and tell the truth. So many are doing it one at a time in each state, throughout other countries and more. We're watching the farmers in Europe stand up. We're watching many in our own election systems that have been stolen. They're standing up. But we know we can do nothing without your help. Without Christ, I can do nothing. We know that, and we know that we come before your throne boldly, making requests for protection of all of our families. Continue to open eyes as we get to what I believe is a precipice and a storm. Protect us through this whole endeavor as we go throughout this amazing year that you set before us. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all of your support, your prayers. We sense them. We feel them daily. Thank you for hitting that follow button and the share button and subscribe button. You have definitely encouraged us so much. We're so grateful for all of you out there. Hoping to see you in August aboard our ship for those that can attend. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know. Signing out.